Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You only got one shot. You only got one shot, kid. 92.9
The Game's midday host, Andy and Randy, at a combined 12 feet, 3 inches, and just under 400 pounds, to the best of our knowledge. And in the other corner, 92.9 The Game's reporter, Smokin' Joe Patrick, at an undisclosed height and weight, because he likes to cause trouble.
Boy, does he. Found something out in the break that I guess doesn't surprise me. Anyway, Joe brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain. Found out Joe, I mean, he's a troublemaker when it comes to social media. We know that. Joe's always in the Twitter streets.
Yes.
Starting problems.
Yes.
Apparently, his reputation precedes him because he got blocked by Steve Wyche without ever even having an interaction with Steve Wyche. Steve Wyche just like preemptively was like,
Steve blocked you?
Apparently, yeah. So he had a great interview with Raheem Morris recently, and I guess it was going around on Twitter. It wasn't popping up on my feed, and I was wondering why.
Uh-huh.
And so I searched for him. He wasn't coming up when I searched Steve Wyche. Like, he wasn't popping up, but I found other people who were adding him. So then I clicked a little at. I can't see his tweets because I'm blocked. I was like, did I say something? I go back, I search. I've had no interaction with him ever.
Did he have some sort of bad opinion on Atlanta United and you had to check him?
Damn, Joe.
Yeah. So
now
Steve,
your reputation precedes you, man.
Help me out, bro.
He was like, I want to nip this in the bud before it happens. I don't want Joe coming for me.
It's funny because I've talked to Steve, too. Like, I went to Robert Flyer, Brad.
He's the nicest man. Dude, he's going to – hey. Steve's going to be up there this summer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
While we're at training camp.
Yeah.
Will you ask him why?
100%. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely confronting him.
Okay.
This.
I want to.
No.
Can I be there for that?
There you go. With your damn trouble, Andrew. I'm going to confront him about it. Not talk to him. Joe says, confront.
Yeah. Immediate confrontation.
Just immediate. I'm going to confront him about it.
Steve Wyche really is probably the nicest.
He's one of the nicest people
like
ever.
Like the nicest person in football
now,
media.
If D-Lad blocks you,
that wouldn't surprise
me.
No, I'm not surprised. Yeah. Like a lot of people that cover the NFL are not nice people.
Yeah.
And block a lot of people. But Steve Wyche is like the friendliest dude in the world. Anyway, you got blocked by him, which is nice. Nicely done. Who are the Falcons going to draft tonight?
I almost want to say somebody different than I said a couple hours ago
when
I was on with Randy, because I feel like that is how often my mind changes here, because there's so many different options the Falcons could go. But like, we know that they're going a certain route of either going down the edge or corner or something like that. We know they're going defense.
Do we?
Well, unless you go wide receiver.
Right.
You know, then, but it certainly seems like there's some like segment of players that they're going to go after, and it's just a matter of which ones those are going to be. Is it going to be one of the edge rushers? If one of the wide receivers falls to them, could potentially be them. I just saw a new like analyst who has Malik Nabers actually falling out of the top seven. So
go
then
get him, so the
Falcons pick him up. I would actually be okay with that. Yeah, because that's
can't
a
rush
long-term
the passer,
cornerstone
that'd be cool.
piece. Yeah, but yeah, you can ask. And listen, I think, well, like, you know, the reason why you would do that is because it is a scoring league. And the teams that win Super Bowls score lots of points. The teams that go deep in the playoffs score lots of points. Some of them have better defenses than others. But the one thing that they all have in common is they're able to score against, you know, top quality opponents when you're on the road in the playoffs, when it's tough. And I think that's what the Falcons are going to probably be leaning into with Kirk Cousins.
So, I'm never going to root against fun. And that would be fun.
Yeah. Hey, JP, how do we, outside of quarterback, running back, what position would surprise you if they took at 8?
You know, I think the most surprising one would be offensive tackle, which I think has been a popular, like a somewhat kind of like underground, you know, like when you like a band that nobody else likes, like those kinds of people want this team to go offensive tackle.
The hipsters are picking an offensive lineman, is what you're saying?
It's a very hipster pick. Okay. It's a very like big brain football. Like I, you know, I'm thinking about the offensive line development here, not, you know, whatever pass rusher you want. So I think that that's the one that would ultimately surprise me just because it's not as pressing of a need as they clearly have at edge, at corner right now. I asked Terry Fontenot if he felt like the team was ready to play, if they had basically, you know, these positions sorted out to the point where they felt like they were comfortable playing, and he said yes. And I think you're going to hear that from a GM at this point in time. They're not going to say like, oh yeah, we're almost ready, we just need that edge rusher, you know. but I think that they do have a semblance of comfort with where the roster is, and I don't think they're going to reach too much. In fact, I think that that's why they're probably going to trade down. I think that's what really Terry was projecting in that press conference.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me if they, but again, obviously, it's not just up to them, right? Somebody has to want to come up.
That's the hard part.
And all of that stuff, and maybe they come up in front of you with one of the teams that also isn't going to draft a quarterback. So, I mean, it's obviously going to be really interesting to see the way that that plays out. I do want to ask you one non-draft, we can get back into the draft too, but
please.
One non-draft question.
Absolutely.
If that's okay.
What is it?
Because we brought it up earlier about Kyle Pitts and his fifth-year option. I know that they have the date for the deadline is next week. They haven't done it yet. Other players in that draft have had theirs extended. What do you make of the timing on that?
Well, I believe that would be for A.J. Terrell's fifth-year option extension. Or no, is that right?
But I think you have to extend it before the fourth
year.
That's
right. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Because they extended AJ's.
Yeah, that's right.
They did AJ this time last year. Yeah. You know, I think they want to see how he looks personally. Like, you know, with the knee, I think there's question marks about that. I think ultimately it does get picked up, like, because he's a tight end. It's not one that's going to cost you an arm and a leg.
It's like 10 million.
That's
true. Right. It's not like a quarterback or, you know, one of these premier positions where the money that you would have to dole out for that is super expensive. But I think just in terms of the long-term prognostication for what Kyle Pitts is going to be or how long his tenure is going to last with the Falcons, I think this coming year is going to say a lot about it, because I think that they're going to need to see just the physical performance of him coming back from the knee injury. Obviously, he came back last year, but he wasn't the same guy. I think they're going to need to see him kind of take another elevate his game to a level that's like back to where it was his rookie year, because a lot of people complain about, oh, well, it's an Arthur Smith issue as the reason why we're not kind of seeing Kyle Pitts utilized like he was in his rookie year. But when I go back and watch Kyle Pitts' rookie year highlights, he's just moving differently than he was coming back from this knee injury. He was really able to make guys miss on the edges with his speed and stuff. So I think that they're going to need to see him physically perform this year.
What about when you look at this draft, and how many starters, in your opinion, do they need to come out of this draft with?
I think, well, Terry kind of said two. He kind of alluded to the fact that you're looking for basically two starters. Okay. You're looking for two impact players out of this, like, first and second round picks. I think it gets interesting as to, like, if they trade down, do they pick up a second rounder? And then you're looking at, like, kind of having maybe a later first and then two second rounders. So, like, three guys could potentially come in and start. But I think when you look at the roster, there's just clearly you need a starter at edge when you're in your base defense in your 3-4, and you need a starter at corner opposite A.J. Terrell, because maybe Clark Phillips could potentially be that guy, but you don't want to go into the season with that being your solution.
Do you think Helms is the solution at the beginning of the year at safety next year? I know Richie Grant's still here too.
Yeah, I think it's similar to the Clark Phillips situation, where it's like, he's like replacement level at least. Like, we know we can get by with him, but, it's not ideal, I guess.
You could upgrade, but you maybe can't or don't have to.
Yeah, and that's not necessarily me saying that I think the Falcons are definitely taking a safety, although I think that that will, you know, if it presents itself, I think they might go after it. Yeah. But there's going to be another wave of free agency that happens after the draft because teams will draft players. They'll see where those players fit on their
rosters. Pretty good safety out there, too.
And then they'll go out and get more guys. Yeah, and there are a lot of nice veteran safeties on the market. Yes. Some have already signed.
And corners.
Yeah, there's a lot of veteran guys, dependable guys that you feel like you can just sign. You can kind of plug them in and get some good production out of them for at least a year.
Okay, Joe. Are we gonna pick it? Are the Falcons gonna pick an eight again?
I don't think so.
Okay,
I don't think so.
I mean, again.
You know, like you mean next year?
Yes.
Oh,
next year. Yeah. I thought this year. I was like, I mean, they're slotted eighth right now, but I don't think that's where they're ultimately gonna be picking tonight. That's just my.
You don't even think they're gonna pick eighth this year?
Yeah, I don't think they'll even be picking. Let alone next year.
How far do you think they'll go back?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
So, realistically, I don't think that they will go past, 13, probably.
Oakland, Las Vegas.
I think it could even be as small of a trade back as going back one spot with the Bears. Bears just flipping spots because the Bears want to get this wide receiver, whoever it might be,
just to make sure no one else gets in front of them to get that receiver.
Exactly. Or with the Jets. You know, the Jets are that's been projected a lot, a trade with the Jets. I think for the Falcons, that's kind of less than ideal because you want to pick up more value than you'll probably get by just trading back one spot in the draft, picking up a fifth rounder or something like that. But ultimately, I do think that they trade back. But for me personally, I wouldn't care if they traded back into the 20s, frankly. I don't see there being that big of a difference in the players that you're going to be getting at 13 versus 19, 20, 21, like that.
I've seen Latu on a whole bunch of different analysts.
Yeah, trade back multiple times
in mid-20s. Yeah.
And if you trade back that far, then that means you're getting more value in return in the draft pick compensation. Right. So, I mean, you could even be getting a first-round pick next year, potentially, from one of these teams.
If they were going to move a guy who's currently on the roster in a trade tonight, is there anyone you could see that being?
Ooh, I don't see it, honestly. I don't see an obvious name out there.
Okay.
I don't.
Well, dang, I wish I'd asked that one earlier. Kind of end with a whimper on that one. My bad. I was going to say Kyle Pitts. They're going to trade him. They're going to draft Brock Bowers.
A lot of people say that.
Make all the Georgia fans happy.
You would be selling Kyle Pitts at his lowest point. There's not as much value there.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about that. Joe.
Appreciate it, Jay.
Thank you. Great work.
Thank you.
Long day. It's not over.
It's just beginning.
Just beginning. Try not to get blocked by any other friendly media.
Damn, Joe.
Before the day's over.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio.
Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds.
What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds?
Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs.
Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.